USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
House impeachment managers began to make their case Wednesday against former President Trump, presenting previously unseen footage of the Capitol riot and unheard radio transmissions from Capitol Police. Senator Bill Hagerty agrees that the video from January 6th is painful to watch, but the Tennessee Republican tells Fox News that it doesn't justify what he calls an unconstitutional show trial.
Well, watching the videos was very painful. The violence that occurred that day was immediately condemned by me and by every other member of the Republican conference. In fact, I don't know a single senator who didn't condemn that violence. And in fact, over 200 people are now being prosecuted under criminal statutes for the violence that took place that day. That's the venue to deal with this. There's civil laws, there's criminal laws for private citizens to be dealt with. It's not an unconstitutional impeachment trial. That's not what the Senate should be designed for. We've got serious work to be doing. Instead, we're going through a political, partisan show trial.
This is USA Radio News.
For 3 years, you've heard me talk about MyPillow and the MyPillow Premium Pillow and how I get the best night's sleep of my life, how they don't go flat. They are washable and dryable and made in the USA. And it continues the MyPillow Premium Pillow special from Mike Lindell. A standard or queen-size premium MyPillow, $29.98. You're saving $40. King-size pillows, only $5 more. 60-day money-back guarantee. 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. And while you're at MyPillow.com, check out all the deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
California officials are keeping an eye on San Francisco Bay after an oil spill. Lance Pry has the details from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Contra Costa County authorities issued a public health advisory Tuesday afternoon after a Chevron refinery in Richmond, California began spilling petroleum into the San Francisco Bay. A spokesman for Chevron said refinery employees noticed a sheen in the water about 3 p.m. Pacific and alerted authorities. The leak was stopped about 5 p.m. after dumping roughly 600 gallons of a petroleum and water mixture. Richmond is about 9 miles northeast of the Golden Gate Bridge. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And the World Health Organization says they found evidence that there may have been COVID cases more than 2 months before the virus's emergence was first reported. The WHO report says about 90 people were hospitalized in central China with coronavirus symptoms about 2 months before China reported its first case of COVID in December 2019. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
The White House said Wednesday that asylum seekers at the southern border will continue to be turned away as a continuation of a Trump-era policy that gives law enforcement the power to immediately expel anyone caught crossing into the country illegally because of the pandemic. But critics of the Biden administration's immigration policy say that it's only a matter of time before that order is rescinded. Mark Morgan says there's already a crisis building at the southern border. The former acting commissioner of U.S. Customs and Border Protection tells Newsmax TV that about 3,500 people are trying to enter the U.S. illegally every day, and to expect a stream of more migrants trying to enter the country when that order is lifted.
Look, right now, the only thing that's keeping that 3,500 from being a catastrophic crisis is the CDC orders to Title 42. So it's in place right now. But as you said, because of the numbers are so great, Mexico now, they're overwhelmed. They're out of capacity. So they're now, and you said, like in the RGV area, one of the epicenters, even under Title 42, they stopped taking people back. And so you already are seeing catch and release in some areas. Once Title 42 goes away, that 3,500 overnight becomes a catastrophic crisis. And there's nothing the Biden administration can do because they've removed every single effective policy. But let's be honest, that's what they want. They want the illegal migration to continue. Release, stay here, next wave of amnesty, and we know that exactly why they want to do that. And that's what they're doing.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.